Mr. Hickman.
And Mr. Hickman.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Larry Colwinis is going to conduct a hearing at this time, sir, so just hang on, and the next person who will hear will be the Honorable Mr. Larry Colwinis.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Leonard Gerard Retain Hickman, 302-806.
Thank you, and good morning.
Good morning, you too.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the four alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on February 20th, 2019. Is that correct, Mr. Hickman?
Correct.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing with you today. You can see on your video conference screen, I'll begin with the opposite side of the bench. Working toward me, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections hearings officer, Mr. Grady, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
All right.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Hickman and Mr. Grady, you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and so you affirm. Mr. Hickman.
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you.
I do.
Mr. Hickman, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. And keep in mind there's a separate motion that passes phase one to phase two. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and then we'll talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I will begin this hearing, or phase one of this hearing, by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal wage of company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by failure to provide a urine specimen on or about November 7, 2018, for the task lab report dated November 20, 2018. Mr. Hickman, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Allegation number two, violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by failure to provide a urine specimen on or about November 8, 2018, for the task lab report dated November 20th, 2018. Mr. Hickman, is this true or false?
The second allegation, I wasn't able to give the amount that they wanted in the urine cup, so I guess that counted as a dirty or whatnot, so.
Well, actually, it counted as failure to provide a urine specimen, and the question is whether that's true or false.
Well, yeah, true.
Thank you. Allegation number three, violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by failure to provide a urine specimen on or about November 14th, 2018, for the task lab report dated November 20th, 2018. Mr. Hickman, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you. And allegation number four, violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about November 19, 2018, as directed by non-compliance letter issued on November 16, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Hickman, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you. I will now make a motion to pass this hearing from phase one to phase two. and that is based on Mr. Hickman's admission. I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have or have lapsed into criminal ways or company. Second.
Agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Just give me one moment to check off a few boxes, and we'll continue the hearing. Okay, Mr. Hickman, we're going to continue the second phase of this hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Grady, our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Hickman. Mr. Grady.
Mr. Hickman was released from DOC on September 18th of 2018. He was arrested on January 30th of 2019 by Phoenix PD. He has no new charges. He was returned back to DOC on January 30th of 2019. He has a CSED of September 2nd, 2019 that reflects 72 absconding days. Current conviction, 2015, trafficking in stolen property, 6 months. 2015, drug paraphernalia violation, 6 months. 2015, escape second degree, 1 year, 6 months. 2015, organized retail theft, 4 years, 6 months. He has no prior convictions. He has one term with DOC. His CUIR score is a 3.3, mental health score is a 2, substance abuse score is a 2. He has no gang affiliation, no prior term with supervision. Disciplinary violations are moderate. Other arrests, 2013, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2013, domestic violence, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2013, disorderly conduct, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2014, trafficking in stolen property, Arizona felony conviction, probation. His community risk score of a G6V6.
Thank you, Mr. Grady. Back to you, Mr. Hickman. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside at Traditions, located at 2429 West Vista Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona. On October 12, 2018, you were discharged from Traditions. October 16, 2018, you were approved to reside with your grandmother, Geraldine Bellamy, located at 1621 West Tonto, Unit Number 1, Phoenix, Arizona, and this is your last known address. So, Mr. Hickman, you were missing from community supervision for 72 days. Where were you living during that time?
I was kind of like moving around, but I was mostly like in Phoenix, like on 24th and Van Buren. But other than that, I was in Mesa with the mother of my kid's mother.
Okay, so why did you decide to move out from your grandmother's residence, Mr. Hickman?
It was a decision I made because, I don't know, it was kind of hard as far as, like, she was pushing me to get a job, and I was out there looking, but I felt like it was hard on me, so I kind of, like, gave up on myself and just moved out and started doing my own thing. So that's where I felt like I messed up as far as being on parole.
Were you able to find a job, sir?
Actually, I wasn't, but I had an opportunity. It was at a bakery, and I just never contacted them back after I had a little interview, and I just never contacted them. So, but other than that, I didn't have another job that I was going to or nothing like that.
Okay, sir. Sanctions notes, you were stopped by your community corrections officer in response to drug use. You were verbally counseled and sanctioned to reside at the Maricopa Reentry Center for 3 days. So did you do 3 days at MRC?
Correct.
And what was the drug use?
It was meth and opiates.
Did you have a past struggle with methamphetamine and opiates?
Not with meth, but with opiates, yeah, since I was like probably like 15.
And was that with heroin specifically or with prescription medication?
No, it was prescription drugs.
So if you don't mind me asking, what inspired you to use methamphetamine?
It was just the people that I was surrounded myself by. I never, before I was in prison, I wasn't into the meth or nothing like that. It was just who I was around. And I'm not blaming nobody else for that. That's my mistake as far as doing that. But the people I was surrounded by, that's why I did what I did.
Okay, so you had your analysis on October 22nd. It was positive for amphetamine, van, opiates, and THC. So I assume there was some marijuana use involved,
yeah,
too. So why did you break off contact with your parole officer for 72 days, Mr. Hickman?
When that happened, I was disappointed in myself, but I just went on the drug. That's what it was to me. As far as what I think it was, I think it was the drug, the meth I was using, and it kept me away from the situation. I tried to run from it, which I shouldn't have. I should have just went in, and the day he told me to come in and see what it was, whatever, if it was whether going back to prison or doing the little program again, but I just ran away from it and felt like doing drugs was right at that time, but apparently it wasn't. Obviously it wasn't.
And what caused the Phoenix Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested on your absconder warrant?
I wanted help, so it was like 2 a.m. and I walked to my grandmother's house and I knocked on the door and she didn't want me there at the time, so I sat there for about 30, 45 minutes and she had called the Phoenix PD and said somebody was at her door. I don't think she heard me when I said it was me or whatnot, but I'm walking off, and as I'm walking, Phoenix PD pulling up, and they just got me right there in front of my grandmother's house. And that was that, but I went there to try to better myself and get help, as far as with my grandmother, see if she can help me out and get me on the right track. But that's how I came in contact with Phoenix PD.
Okay, Mr. Hickman, I am going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Are there any questions from fellow board members? Mr. Hickman, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before we go into discussion? Thank you, sir.
I just want to prove to myself, not to nobody else, to myself, that I can survive out there in society as far as the drug use and completing the parole. So with that being said, and me personally, I think I can survive in society. But I just have to stay away from the same people that I was around. So I would ask if I could get another chance out there on parole, and it won't be a letdown. I'll do everything I can to get a job, to be successful in life. So if I could get another chance, that would be great.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Hickman. I think you make a good point, and I'm glad that you have hopefully learned a lesson about the company that you keep, because we see that a lot sitting on this board, that people return to negative influence and just fall back into the same behavior. So it is a very important lesson. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
All right.
The board is now in, thank you, sir. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I do appreciate how pleasant and polite Mr. Hickman was before the board today, but unfortunately, when you add up his non-compliance with your analysis, with absconding for 72 days, not to mention that he relapsed into opiate use, and also used methamphetamine and marijuana, and not finding him a suitable candidate for return to community supervision, but that's where I'll begin the discussion. Hearing no further input, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is, based on the information provided to this board in warrant number 2018-W3364, our discussion with Mr. Hickman, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Hickman was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or is about to lapse in a quarter ways of company, inasmuch that he absconded for 72 days in which we could not monitor his behavior in the community, and he did relapse into drug use, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Hickman, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on or about September 2nd, 2019, which may sound like a long time away, but that is about 6 months. So we encourage you in these next months to put together a plan for your return to the community, to pursue any programming available to you inside the Department of Corrections. We do want to see you succeed, be productive, and certainly sober when you return. And I hope that you take the lesson regarding the people that you hang around very seriously, as well as considering dealing with any substance abuse issues that you have. Otherwise, you could find yourself in a revolving door of getting in trouble over and over again, and we don't want to see that. And we certainly don't want to see you in orange again. So this hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, Mr. Hickman.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.